Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Denmark Township Board of Trustees learned that the township will be receiving some much-needed money to do repairs to the sewer lagoon system. The township is scheduled to receive $1.5 million from the state budget for sewer repairs. For several years, township officials have tried to secure funding to address the deterioration of its lagoon system. The lagoon was built 25 years ago in 2007 by using a 40-year bond, which still has 23 more years before the project is fully paid off. However, about 15 years ago, the lagoon system began to fail, and the company that needed the work is no longer responsible to work on it. The lagoon has two cells, but one of them is failing because the liner has been exposed to the sun for more than 2 years, which will eventually cause erosion and failure. If the lagoon completely fails, it could create a major environmental issue with sewage leaking onto the surrounding area. It is estimated that the lagoon work will cost about $4 million. And another local and regional news for today. Before any actual drain work can be done, there's several steps that need to be done. Tuscola County Drain Commissioner Dara Hood sent notices to landowners who are adjacent to the White Drain to inform them that work on that drain has been requested. A Drain Board of Determination meeting will be conducted at 6 p.m. Monday, November the 24th, at the Kingston Township Hall. The meeting is to gather information for and against the drain project to determine if the proposed drain work should be done or not. Regarding the work to be done, it was reported that the Tuscola County Road Commission has reviewed and rated the township's non-paved and hard surface roads. The review showed that only a few roads will need to have the work done in 2026, so there will be some money left over to address asphalt roads in 2027. It was also reported that the Road Commission will begin brush cutting the areas that they sprayed earlier this year. During the meeting, Planning Commission Chair Ray Alatalo presented the new fence ordinance along with the new land division and combination ordinance, both of which were approved by the board. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Palette, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray, so I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. DogsInc.org.
Oh, oh.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani is standing by his past criticism that President Donald Trump has acted like a despot and a fascist. This comes after a surprisingly friendly White House meeting between the two on Friday. The Democratic Socialist and the Republican president have fiercely criticized each other in the past. Despite their differences, they emerged smiling after the meeting and spoke of shared goals. Mamdani said his views remain unchanged during a Meet the Press interview that aired on Sunday. Trump had earlier brushed aside Mamdani's criticisms. And another national and international news. 50 of the 303 school children abducted from a Catholic school in Nigeria have escaped and are now back with their families. The school authority said Sunday that the 50 children, with ages ranging between 10 to 18, had escaped individually between Friday and Saturday. The chairman of the Christian Association of Nigeria confirmed the news. A total of 253 school children and 12 teachers are still missing after gunmen attacked the St. Mary's School in the remote community on Friday. No group has yet claimed responsibility. The Pope on Sunday called for the immediate release of all those being held. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Themarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.